This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Time to give out shovels at Norris. Who gets your shovel this morning?
The big fat liar.
Jonathan Martin.
Ah.
What he did was terrible. If you, now that we know. If you don't remember, you do remember, you know, it's a while. It was 11 years ago. But Jonathan Martin, the offensive lineman for the Dolphins, he made allegations that Richie Incognito was just, he was being bullied in the locker room. And, of course, had racial overtones and all kinds of stuff. Homophobic, racial. If I remember the case, it was bad, 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 bad. And the problem was not just that he did it, but that a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, suffered for this. You're talking about coaches lost their jobs, Incognito was smeared, coaches, you know, were gone. All the players as well, if you, you know, you kind of remember. Just a lot of people were hurt by it because, you know, he said people knew about it and ignored it and things like that. And it just really pisses me off that there's no, because there's nothing you can do about it now. Yeah. I mean, there's no punishment for it.
He literally said it was easier to lie about it than it was to tell the truth.
Well, then he's still lying because what he said was, I've been trying to get this out for the last 11 years. Have you really?
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, pretty easy.
Post it on social
have you
media.
Have you heard of the internet? Yeah, what a coward, man. What a coward. I mean, the crap he pulled was so rotten. And Incognito, I mean, look, the guy is no, he appeared to be a bit of a, you know, thug anyway. However, he didn't do it. So it's like, it's really unfair. Really unfair.
Yeah.
It just sucks. And now, you know, because he heard
look,
about it. Like,
Richie Incognito was an easy target because the guy's an a-hole.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, it's just like.
He's John Rocker.
Yeah. That's a perfect example of. You know, how people perceived him.
Yeah. Who gets your shovel, Jeremy?
So my shovel is going to the CVS pharmacy on Ritchie Highway.
Again?
Yeah, because I want to lift up another pharmacy and talk about this. So, after my dog's cultures come back, my dog's doing really well, by the way. After my dog's cultures came back, they realized he was on the wrong antibiotics. They had to put him on a stronger one because the ones that he was taking wouldn't help with any of the bacteria in his stomach. So I had to get this filled. So it gets sent to me. It's on a Saturday. So I go to my CVS as soon as it opens up. As soon as it opens up. And I show the girl there. I said, look, can you fill this? And she's like, yes, 100%. I said, you're sure you can fill it? Yes. I go home. She tells me to be ready by noon. So I decide to come up a little bit later. I come up shortly after 1, which I realized I got there at 1:30. 1:30 to 2 is their lunchtime. So I sat there and waited for my medicine, waited because the dog needed it. We wanted to get in his system right away. They had called my wife to say that they couldn't fill it while my wife was sleeping. So it's not totally their fault on that end. But if my name's the first one on there and the number's at the top, why didn't you call me? Why didn't you told me you had the medicine, right, and now you're saying you can't fill it. So we have to go to another pharmacy now. And as I'm going all over the place, go to Walmart, the guy at Walmart's like, hey, you need to tell them to rewrite the prescription and put it in 50 milligrams or else you're going to pay $1,000 for these antibiotics. I'm like, are you kidding me? So then we went back and got a new prescription. Take it to a new pharmacy. You can't hand it over. It's got to be sent from their place, yeah, or they have to call it in because they have to see the signature. So right, now I'm on the phone with them doing that. The pharmacy, the CVS pharmacy in Pasadena at Magothy Beach Road, the most amazing people. They were on the phones trying to help me. They were telling me, they just wait here. We're going to get this done. I said, when can the prescription be filled? He said, as soon as we get it, I'll fill it in 5 minutes for you. Then on top of it, it was going to cost me $250. The guy got me a coupon code, then another one, and got it down to like $75, which obviously you appreciate after you just spent $27,000 saving your dog's
still
life.
Can't believe it.
So again, I didn't even want to take the shot at the other CVS because I'm switching. I might drive 15 minutes away from my house and go to this pharmacy because it is absolutely the best pharmacy that I've been to.
You want to try Joy? Go to CVS right here on Falls Road. It's a nightmare.
I mean, they go. I don't understand going to lunch from 1:30 to 2 every single day.
Every one of them.
Down.
Every one of them.
It's dumb.
My shovel goes to the people in the world like Tom from Easton. You know, so you guys ought to stop watching Pornhub. Every masseuse is not there to give you a happy ending. You know what I mean? That's not how this works. I know several massage therapists, and guess what, dude? They ain't giving you a happy ending. It ain't happening for you. So get out of your little fantasy world, because they're professionals.
I don't know why people do that.
They're professionals. And for you to come on air at 10% of them, based on your scientific study, 10%, really? That's what you got for us? So and I bet you don't think 10% of the males are doing it, because in your head, you don't want the males to do it. 10% of the females.
I hate to be the one. It's about 20% of the men.
20% of the men? Yes.
Why, you know, and they don't complain.
No.
See? It's just, I mean, get out of your fantasy world, man. And I guess that's like saying, you know, you had a bad experience with a police officer. So, you know what? There's a lot of those bad police officers out there. Or you had a bad experience with a teacher. So now you think that's what teachers are. This is why people don't like coming forward, because eventually you start blaming them.
That's somebody.
Or saying
daughter,
that they asked for it.
You're going to a place where, if that's what you were looking for, you can go out of your way and find those places.
There are places for that.
Robert Kraft did it.
The problem is, allegedly, Justin Tucker went someplace where that's not done.
Yes. A bunch of them.
Yes.
Apparently.
Let's go to Buffalo Zoe. What's up, Buffalo Zoe?
Hey, good morning, Jim.
What's up, Zoe?
Hey, man, listen, I got a funny massage story, but I'm going to tell you, my shovel definitely goes to Uber Customs. Now, I literally had a female on my car the other day, and she gets in here and starts to file her nails and spread her molecules all on my floor. Now, that is so nasty.
Ooh.
Like, why would you do that?
That is disgusting.
Like, I'm in a profession to keep my car looking good and smelling good.
What's she doing, the fingernails or toenails? I'm just curious.
I've been doing those toenails. I'd have left her on the side of the road playing her toes. And check this out. When I went to a massage parlor, now I took my fiance. Uh-huh. Now the best massage parlor I went to, the Oriental chicks, man, hitting them hot rocks.
I don't think Oriental's a race.
Oriental, I mean, Asian maybe? Buffalo Zoe?
You know, it don't matter, man. They made the brother feel so good.
I bet.
I was over there king-ding-a-linging it everywhere. In the parlor, outside the parlor, in Kohl's. I was everywhere.
It was hard to walk out, wasn't it?
Bro, yes. It was amazing.
Talking about some girl leaving her nails in your car, and you're leaving that mess for that young lady. Unbelievable.
That does piss me off, though. I had a guy I used to work with. He'd be trimming his nails at the table, at the meeting. Take out a nail clipper. What's having a meeting? Like, what are you doing?
Where do you sit?
Oh.
Kim McHugh joins us at 9:30. But on the other side is the Daily Line.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Last night, I went 0-3 last night. Nothing to write home about. After putting together a decent day on Sunday, Saturday wasn't as kind to me with some of the games. Had some really tough losses by half a point. But I'll tell you where to go today. There's a lot that I love. I think we're in some good spots, so I'll throw them out to you. Just college hoops. I'm not making any picks on USA, Canada. I'd probably bet Canada. Sorry. But that being said, we'll give you the plays when we come back right here.
Drop those gloves.
In the Daily Line. All right, guys. We didn't play a highlight because, well, there wasn't much last night. There were a couple of games that were important. I talked about this as far as like some of the other things that have happened here with the plays I had. I went 0 for 3 last night. I had some horrific losses this weekend. Texas A&M minus 8.5. They're up by 10, 20-some seconds left. They give up an and-one dunk. So now it gets cut to 8. Kid misses the free throw. 8-point game, 20 seconds left. Most teams go and foul. Nope, they let him run the clock out. So there we go.
Really?
Lose that game. Yeah, again, it just feels like you're on that side sometimes. Having an under, and it's a clear under from with Baylor on Saturday. Why don't we go to overtime? That's a great idea. And it goes over the total. So you had some of those games. Yesterday, I actually had, or sorry, Sunday. I keep feeling like this is Monday. I went 3-2 in my top plays. And my two losses were Indiana blowing a 20-point lead and another close game where it's like, come on. I can't believe it. I did call three overs on Sunday, Maryland being one of them, and you saw that game. They dropped 100. But where are we going to go today? None of that other stuff matters. Let's look at today's slate. And I think there are a bunch of good games that we can target. First off, one of which I want to go to, we were on Villanova last week against St. John's. I faded them over the weekend against Providence. That was one of my big, one of the big plays I hit on Saturday. Providence wins outright. And then Villanova now has to go face UConn. And what's UConn been doing? They've had some trouble on the road here. This is an absolute get-right spot for UConn because they are superior to this Villanova team. UConn minus 8.5 is going to be a top play for me today. A couple other games that I like. Let me look at a few totals here. Texas Tech, TCU under 140.5. Minnesota and UCLA, I like it under the 129.5. Yes, that is a very low total. Minnesota has trouble scoring. UCLA plays a lot of these low plotting games, low scoring, just ugly games. I think this one goes under. And UCLA's bigger favorites over Minnesota than what I would expect. But I can't bet Minnesota with. Sometimes they come out and they just look like one of the worst teams you could watch in the Big Ten. A couple other games that stand out to me. I like Loyola, Illinois, plus the 2.5 today as they go on the road. And you're trying to find. Or, Loyola, Chicago, I guess. I always do this with Loyola, Illinois, Loyola, Chicago. They're playing Davidson. Davidson's minus the 1.5, plus 2, or minus 2.5, where you might find it. I had it at plus 2.5 this morning. I'm seeing it 1.5 now since I wrote this up. And I'm going to be on that as well. I think that's another good play with a road team pulling off a victory. And I also like, these are all top plays for me. I already gave you one. UConn plays at 6:30 minus the 8.5. I like BYU. We were talking about this earlier. I think Kansas is out of the top 25 next week. Right now, currently, like,
I can't believe that, actually.
22nd. BYU is favored over Kansas on the road because what are the books? What are the algorithms noticed, Drink? They've noticed the fact that this team can't win on the road. They are a different team on the road. That's why BYU is favored over them. And I fully expect BYU to win and cover. I like Pitt. I think they blow out. They're favored by 10.5 today. And again, of some of the big games that we have, not that this one's really going to show out because you'd want to bet some of the other big name games. But Pitt has Syracuse at home. I like Pitt minus the 10.5. I like Northern Illinois and Akron to go over 159. And one of my favorite plays tonight to go along with UConn is going to be Mississippi State minus the 2 to 2.5. We talked about this. I love Texas A&M. Even though they broke my heart and cost me to lose by the hook over the weekend, I think they're a really good team. I just think this is another one of those spots. Going on the road in the SEC is tough. If you're curious about some of the other big games, because I did not bet them, I would lean Michigan State at home over Purdue. I think that's I could see that game going either way, though. That's why I'm not betting it. And there was another pretty decent matchup tonight with Wisconsin and Illinois. Put my hard-earned money on Illinois when they faced Michigan State, and they just let down in the second half. You don't know what team you're going to get with it. No, by the way, we didn't give a shovel, but did you see what Illinois did for Terrence Shannon Jr.? They retired his number, put it upside down.
Get out of here.
He's there waiting, and they unveil it, and it's like, are you guys kidding me? How did nobody see?
And it wasn't like a 6, it was a 4.
It was a four. That's so stupid. It's funny. But I would probably lean Illinois tonight, even though I'm not touching it. My five favorite plays tonight, UConn, BYU, Pittsburgh, Northern Illinois, Akron to go over the 159, and Mississippi State. There you go.
There you go.
410-583-1057.
That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Let's go out to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn? Rashawn? Is it turned up?
Turn me up my headset.
I guess not.
No? No, Rashawn?
No.
He gone. Come on, Ken, fix that. Get on the horn over there. Get those phones working. Ken McCusick waiting for his segment. We're going to put him to work. No, but again, with some of the other stuff this past weekend, you're going to have it all this week with great games. If I can go through this real quick. I mean, top 25 matchups all throughout the week, and we're leading into the end of the season where, of course, you're going to have conference play. Alabama plays Missouri tomorrow. St. John's is at the Paul. That's nothing. Arkansas-Auburn, that's the number one team in the country. Thursday, USC's at Maryland, so that's a big one. Marquette-Villanova, Michigan State-Michigan on Friday. And then, oh, by the way, Saturday, thank you very much. Kentucky-Alabama, Georgia-Auburn, Iowa State-Houston. That's the game I want to watch, Iowa State-Houston. And then the other Tennessee and Texas A&M this weekend. One of the reasons why we talk about how tough it is to play on the SEC, and I'm not saying teams always have look-ahead games, but I'd be looking ahead to Tennessee if I was going on the road to face Mississippi State this week. But Mississippi State's another team that's been ranked in and out of the top 25, along with every other team in the SEC.
Let's try them now. Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, y'all there?
Yeah, we here. Yeah, we here.
All right, man. Get those phones right, man.
Man, go ahead and talk, man.
I got a lot of stuff.
Hey, you know what? We know what the drop button is.
Hey, I saw. Were you playing with cheetahs in Africa?
Oh, yeah, that was something that came up in my memories that
That's
I shared.
5 years ago.
I just thought it was a cool video. I'm watching him. I was like, man, I can't believe he's walking around.
No, I know. I saw that the first time.
Did you?
No. I asked Rashawn the same question.
Good time, man. That was my first time in the motherland, man. But, y'all was talking about Tucker, right, and saying how the Ravens was quiet on this, and they supposed to have a zero policy for this type of stuff, man. But they shouldn't jump to any conclusions and, you know, suspend the guy. I mean, you could give him the benefit of the doubt. He is a Hall of Famer, one of the best kickers of all time. You see what the Cowboys did years ago with Zeke got in that little situation. They jumped to conclusions, suspended the guy.
How is this related to what Zeke did?
Well, they said sexually assaulted a girl or something, and but when the findings didn't find anything.
But it wasn't 16 people.
No.
I mean, you know.
But it's got to come back to the Cowboys. Why wouldn't it? You have to make a comparison. Why are you giving the guy a hard time?
My fault, man.
Go ahead.
You see what that did, man. That destroyed the Cowboys season that year once he got out, you know, and everything. But, you know, Foles Tucker, man, I just hope they, you know, I hope they don't cut the guy. Just let him retire or something like that, because I hate to see a legend like that just go out bad, you know, because I always thought this guy was
going to get a statue. So let me ask you a question. Rashawn, if he actually did it, you still care about all of that?
No, I mean,
okay,
like
so,
I said, I mean,
so, no, I don't care about all that. If you want to wait and see the findings, I'm cool with that. Go ahead. It's the offseason. Cut him now. He's not playing any games, so I'm cool with that. But if he actually did it, none of that what you said means anything to me.
Are they going to be able to prove anything, though, that he did anything? It's like it's hearsay. Nobody has any videos, any text messages. It's just 16 people were versus one person's word.
I mean, we don't know what all they have yet, because I don't know what they have either. I think there's some things that they have that they're not bringing to light.
Well, it doesn't really matter. Because first of all, I don't think this is a criminal case. There's been no criminal investigation that I know of.
Okay.
But if there were, you don't need to have video or, like, if I rob you, you go to the police, say, hey, that guy, pick me out of the street. I don't need to have the gun on me or anything. They'll go with your word if you sound like you're legit.
I wonder if I could rob somebody and then Tim Allen would get arrested. I mean, he's already got a rap sheet for coke.
Well, see.
The guy from the Santa Claus did it. You are not going to believe it.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 945. But on the other side, film study with Kim McCusick up next on The Fan.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for Ken McCusick. He's in studio film study Baltimore. Ken, we've been talking about it all morning, the Justin Tucker situation. Now up to, what, 16? Jeremy is of the opinion that he should be. Jeremy?
I would cut him. And again, I understand. Like, this is more for me.
Right.
Because of, like, I feel like I have a little bit more information than some people, and I trust those people. Because
you've been to a lot of massage parlors?
Or? Yeah, 10% massage parlors I go to. No, if, I don't know if you missed that earlier. But, no, I mean, I know a couple of the girls, and this story had been out for a long period of time, so I believe them. But again, like, this is something where Ed brings up, and it's very fair, like, having something to, like, he hasn't been, nothing's been proven
yet. It's just
yet.
Allegations. So, if you were king of the world, or the Ravens at least, is he gone now, or do you wait?
I mean, I think they'll wait until the beginning of the league year.
No, so you. What would you do?
I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think first of all, I don't know that innocent until proven guilty matters, and this is, I'll defer to Ed on this, but this is a criminal, there's no criminal action here.
No.
So it's just a civil problem mm-hmm. to decide. And that's preponderance of the evidence. So, and whatever the NFL does, they don't necessarily need a criminal action to be finished like that. They'll decide.
Well, the NFL makes the next good decision they make will be the first. I mean, no, sure. I think about the Ezekiel Elliott mess. They had because I know the people in that office. The DA who runs it was a friend of mine in the Manhattan DA's office when I was a cop. They have a female investigator interview the complainant. The female, who is an African American woman, says, I don't find her credible. They don't believe her statement. And they hammer Elliot anyway. It's like, then why are you doing it? Why do you bother investigating?
Yeah, they totally ignored her investigation. Yeah.
Why bother? But anyway. Well, this pisses me off.
There's something I need to bring up here because some of the best work that I think Ken's ever put in was figuring out blood alcohol levels. What do you make of this Ben Cleveland situation?
It was an absurd amount of drinking is what it basically comes down to. And there's charts out there that show you how many drinks it'll take mm-hmm. to blow a certain blood alcohol content. And right on the closest value I could see was at 130 pounds, you'd have had six beers in an hour. So Cleveland would have had to have 17 because he weighs about 360 pounds. And then if you roll that up for time that he might have taken to actually drink the alcohol, it over a 3-hour period, he either had to have about 20 beers or an entire fifth of 80 proof spirit.
Jesus.
So that is a significant, that is above the frat boy level of drinking in the same day.
And they usually where is he from again? Oh, Georgia. They don't have any driving issues down there.
Ken McCusick from studybaltimore.com. Some new coaching hires. Matt Pease, Dean Pease's son, joins the crew as the inside linebacker, assistant inside linebacker and coach. Dean maybe paved the way for that to happen this year?
Probably. I mean, he's followed his dad around to two previous
jobs.
He's
unretired for his son.
Yeah. But in both Tennessee and Atlanta, he followed him, and then he went to the Bears, and he was parted for a year or two, and now they're back together. It's a young guy, a reasonably good young coaching opportunity. The other guy I like better, Don D'Alessio, the former Chiefs safeties coach. He's only about 33 years old. He's just getting started in the NFL the last couple of years with the Chiefs. He'll be the DB's coach. I think what it means is he kind of takes over Chris Hewitt's role. Pagano is the senior guy in that group, but D'Alessio is the guy they're grooming, obviously.
What do you think happens on the offensive line as far as the tackles? Are they going to move Rosengarten to left? Is Stanley going to stay? I think Rosengarten, I think, has been a very pleasant surprise. What happens with the tackles?
Okay, first of all, Rosengarten, very pleasant surprise, but there's not a lot to go on. He's got so much help all year. It's really hard to grade his season. And as someone who blocks grades every block, that's something that I've had a lot of trouble with. In terms of Stanley, it's the biggest decision of the offseason.
Yeah.
They sign him or they
toughest
maybe sign him. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a very difficult decision. But I think they have to get two of the three among Jones, McCary, and Stanley re-signed. So they probably have to get Jones as a backup. And then if they get McCary and then a draft pick, they'll probably be set at tackle.
What about, I mean, we were talking about different things where you were comparing, who was it, Linderbaum and Owe and who to pay. I just want to go back to that for a second, because do you think it's as cut and dry as making the decision for one than the other one? And you said you would prefer Linderbaum over Owe, all things considered, right? Or I don't want to put words in your mouth.
First of all, you can sign them both if the deal is right. Linderbaum, they have to make a decision about right away. They cannot wait because they can't afford to give him the fifth-year option. At least in my opinion, they can't. It'd be $20, $22 million in that range because it's grouped with all other offensive linemen. Yeah, offensive linemen. So it'd be too much money to pay him there. So they can't offer him that. So that means they have to negotiate this offseason for the extension or negotiate with everybody else next year. So that'll be a tough call. Owe, same situation essentially. He's entering the fifth year. They really don't want to have him play on the fifth year option. They'd like to get him, 4 years, $60 million or whatever it might be. Right now would be like an optimal extension, I think, to put him play.
Ken McCusick joins us. Ken, Mike in Severna Park has a question about the Ravens and Ronnie Stanley. Mike, what's going on, man? Mike? Okay. Maybe you hit him, Joe. It might be me. You hit him.
Let's try it again. And Mike.
Mike's gone. Anyway, we talked briefly about it. Ken, what's the most important next step for the Baltimore Ravens right now?
I would say addressing all of the third-year players and deciding who they're going to re-sign. So they're going to offer a lot of contracts out, and it's a lot like the baseball draft between rounds 10 and 20. There are a lot of pitchers typically drafted, and the Orioles will make an offer to all of them, but they can only afford to pay maybe four. Okay. And so it's the first four that come back and say, yeah, that sounds good to me. I'll do that.
Right.
And they're going to, I think they'll make an offer to Isaiah Likely, to Linderbaum, to Owe is a good chance, to Ardarius Washington, to Fa'alele potentially, because a third year player right now you can get for an early extension, and then they'll see who they can get signed, and then from there they have to move on, draft and whatever limited free agency they'll do this year, which I don't think will be much.
Yeah, can tell folks all about Film Study Baltimore.
Yeah, thanks, Rob. Two big things coming up this week. The first is there's a three-part series on cap strategy that just got concluded. Take a look for that. It's very well done, I think, by the gentleman who's on with me. And the other...
Who's that? Who's the gentleman who's with
me? His name is Paul S., and I don't want to say his last name, okay. but yeah.
Paul S.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want to be going to be searched in that way.
I got you.
All right. And then there's starting a weekly series, I'm really looking forward to this, about the 2000 Ravens defense. We're going to go through every single game at a rate of one per week, talk through what's happened there with their 2025 analysis methods and look through, introduce a new generation of fans, hopefully, to that team.
I guess comparing them to what would happen in 2025?
Well, there's different statistics now that you can use to grade them, and I think it would probably show a lot. It's almost like DNA. They got their DNA testing, and now they're going back to the cold cases and grading these teams out. Sorry, okay. Use the cop reference.
Oh, that's on film study Baltimore. That's the one I want to see. I want to see what new stats you can dig up to see how great that defense was. It was actually not even rated the number one defense that year.
That's unbelievable.
Not by yards. Titans,
yeah. What the goal is to stop people from scoring.
Yep.
Not to stop yards. Thanks, Alaba, man. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. And let's go out to Gene in Pikesville. What's up, Gene?
Hey, guys. Like, I'm going to throw some mud on the industry of the massage therapist industry. I just told you, your caller screener. It's like when I called, I screened the young ladies, and I get to the question about the happy ending part. And some of them are in that business. And the development where I live, they were three young ladies. One was Asian, one's Caucasian, and one's African American. And they set up a business in my development, and that's what they do now. They considered massage therapists. And well, then when you go to
you're gonna tie all massage therapists into ones who do happy endings.
I have a subscription to massage place. I go all the time. No one's ever offered me.
I go once a month. So what you're doing right now, Gene, is you're tying an entire profession into sex trafficking or illegal sexual activity.
Sex work, yeah.
Yeah, sex worker. That's what you're doing. That may be one of the most idiotic calls we've had ever. Isn't that what they do? Are they all give happy endings? Man, stop.
This is unbelievable. Gene, what's the name and the phone number of the place that you were going to? Yeah. You're not supposed to laugh at your own.
And that's the encore.
I love
that.
Like,
she got over the end.
I like Gene.
Encore is sponsored by Lion's Den. Of course, explore your limits and embrace your curiosity.
Do you have limits? Because I know you have curiosity.
Actually. Sadly, my wife does.
Oh, my God.
But I hope she's not listening.
She's at a spa in Florida.
Does she know about the 10%? Did she check?
She just boosted it to 20.
Now it's time for our Black History moment. Today, boys and girls, are going to learn about August Wilson. He was an American playwright. He has been referred to as the theater's poet of Black America. He was best known for a series of 10 plays collectively called The Pittsburgh Cycle, which chronicled experiences and heritage of the African-American community in the 20th century. Plays in the series include Fences back in 1987, The Piano Lesson back in 1990, each of which won Wilson the Pulitzer Prize for drama, as well as Ma Rainey's Black Bottom in 1984 and Joe Turner's Come and Gone in 1988. In 2006, Wilson was inducted into the American Theater Hall of Fame. Other themes range from the systemic and historical exploitation of African Americans, race relations, identity, migration, and racial discrimination. Viola Davis said that Wilson's writing capture our humor, our vulnerabilities, our tragedies, our trauma, and he humanizes us, and he allows us to talk. Since Wilson's death, three of his plays have been adapted and readapted in the film. Fences back in 2016, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom back in 2020, and A Piano Lesson back in 2024. Denzel Washington has shepherded the films and has vowed to continue Wilson's legacy by adapting the rest of his plays into films of wider audiences. If you all recall, I don't know if you saw Fences with Viola Davis and Denzel Washington. Tremendous. Arguably the best acting that I've ever seen. As great as Denzel Washington is, Viola Davis acted circles around him, lapped him twice. Denzel was brilliant.
Yep.
Was brilliant. It wasn't an indictment on Denzel. He was brilliant. Viola Davis lapped Denzel twice in that movie.
You felt, like, honestly, if you were into the movie watching, you felt every emotion yes. that she was...
You wanted to cry when she wanted to cry. You wanted to laugh when she wanted to laugh. It was the best acting I've ever seen in my life. It's called Fences. Ladies and gentlemen, August Wilson. Now time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed North, what you learned today?
I don't know why Jeremy's making fun of all these promiscuous women and stuff like that when he actually revealed something earlier in the show.
You son of a... I slept with 600 men in 2024.
Damn, Jeremy.
Damn. I had a lot of free time. You guys were wondering.
Is that why you can sit in your chair without going around the front? You
no, just gotta that's why
you
I
let go to top.
That's why I walk like Yosemite Sam.
The rudeness, toothless guys came and did me.
600. 600.
I knew it as soon as I read the headline. I'm the one even told him to isolate it because we'll have some fun with that. I'm sure.
We just did.
Play it 4 years from now. Even if I'm not here, it's like, when did he have sex with 600 men?
We can play it every day. It would still be funny.
Oh, man. A couple of national days today. I don't get this one. Today is National Battery Day. Well, I guess batteries have a day, too.
Like beating people up with batteries?
No, batteries like D, 9 volts. Today is National Drink Wine Day. Can I tell you guys something, man? Mm. I've developed I like drinking wine.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Yes, yeah. I'm a Pinot Noir guy.
Yeah, you got your pinky up, I'm sure.
No, I've never really wine drink until maybe the last...
My little bougie buddy.
3 months or so.
I love drinking wine.
I don't care. There's also I don't care about you drinking wine. I don't care about the bougie part. But there's also National Crab Stuffed Flounder Day.
What a widely specific thing.
Crab stuffed flounder. I like crab, I like flounder. Yeah. I've never had them together, though.
It's turkey and sweet potato day. Well, why did you decide to make those two things together?
And also, happy 28th birthday to my man, Ryan Mountcastle.
Not really.
28th birthday today.
Best first baseman in the AL.
And Jordan Westberg. They had the same birthday. Westberg, 24, 25. I don't know off the top of my head. But his birthday is today as well. So, two guys, I'm thinking about maybe 40 home runs combined this year. 40 home runs?
Yep.
He's 26. Westberg is 26. What you got over there, Jeremy?
Yeah, I hate spelling errors. You mix up two letters and your post is urined.
It takes a minute for that one.
A woman got free body ink just for exposing her breasts. Some people might call that tit for tat. My friend David got his ID stolen. We just call him Dav now. Oh, man. What's the difference between slapping someone and a jalapeno? One is a salt. The other is a pepper. My son said, Dad, why don't we eat at Native? Why have we never eaten at a Native American restaurant? I said, because it's hard to get a reservation, son. I lost all my money playing poker with a group of cats. Maybe I'm just bitter, but I think some of them were cheetahs. Back in my day, eggs and toilet paper were so affordable, we'd throw them at the houses of our enemies. Now you got to spend it. I went into a grocery store. I thought the eggs were locked up. My wife sent me out.
The deodorant like, now.
Can I get eggs? Yeah, just open the door. All right. Do you know that female deer never sleep properly. They just doze. this one's... All right, I'm leaving with this one. Who is the best boxer of all time? Jim Jones. He knocked out 909 people with one punch.
Oh, man.
This one applies to my family's had a long tradition of insect breeding. Apparently, that's why we all have dyslexia.
J. Jeremy, what's the one must-see game of the night?
For me tonight, I would say, I mean, you can watch, I think BYU-Kansas is going to be fun, but I would look at the two Big Ten games.
Yeah.
For me, it's Purdue-Michigan State.
Purdue-Michigan State is my must-see TV game of the night. Starts at 7 o'clock on Peacock. Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.